We have all heard false prosperity prayers, haven't we? Far too many of them. How about a biblical, true prosperity prayer? That's where we come now in verse 18, nearing the end of this great journey through a glorious psalm. How to get up when you've fallen. Four essentials: confession, restoration, exaltation, and now the fourth and final portion of Psalm 51. Intercession, verses 18 and 19. Who would have ever guessed the most famous chapter in the Bible of confession and repentance would end with a prayer for prosperity? Look at verse 18 there in your Bible. By your favor, do good to Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem. As the NIV says, make Zion prosper. Beloved, you and I know prosperity is dangerous in the wrong hands, the hands of those who are selfish and unrepentant, who believe false doctrine, hold to unbiblical heresies and theological error, unorthodox positions. Prosperity in their hands will get used for all the wrong things with all the wrong motives. However, prosperity in the hands of the broken, blessings and even wealth and God's favor, even materially, in the hands of the humble, contrite, true believer, even affluence that God may entrust to a sincere worshiper and a generous lover of others who knows is more blessed to give than receive. This can be not a dangerous thing, but a beautiful thing if God chooses to grant it in some cases. You might be saying, well, fine, but how did we get from a prayer of godly repentance to discussing prosperity and praying for Zion and Jerusalem? Is this the same author? Well, indeed it is. There's no reason to think otherwise. David's sin, think about the connection. His transgression had tarnished his city, God's city, Jerusalem, the capital, the home of their temple, the center of their worship. Once David was renewed, he prays that his nation would be renewed. Personal renewal first, then corporate renewal. We shouldn't be able to keep it to ourselves. David could be speaking literally, since the city walls were not completed until Solomon's day. And indeed, one day we believe Jerusalem would be rebuilt, as the scripture tells us. Israel will be saved, become a magnet for the nations to come and worship in Christ's millennial kingdom. David's prayer here will be answered beyond his wildest dreams on that day. But surely, the broader principle and here is about spiritual rebuilding most of all. Lord, rebuild what my sin has torn down. Restore what my bad example has damaged. That's the message of verse 18, fundamentally. Undo the evil I have done. Repair all the ruin caused by my scandal. Establish your people. Preserve your work. Advance your kingdom, O Lord. See, society today wants us to separate our public and our private lives. How I live my life is my business, as long as I get my job done in public and produce results. No, not for the Christian leader. We know better from the Word of God. My example is everything in leadership. No example, no leadership. And David knew that. Character counts in leadership in all of life. As goes the king, so goes the city. The well-being of the leader and of his people rise and fall together. In fact, Christian, every one of us are members of Christ's body. Your spiritual health is never a private matter only. It's never less than that, but it's far more than that. Your spiritual health always affects others in the body. Sin wants to turn us inward, make us indifferent about the needs of others and the souls of those around us and the other members of the body of Christ. But repentance turns us upward to God and outward to others. In Christian love and concern, exactly what we see happening with David here. No, sin shrinks your soul, makes you live small, self-centered life, building your own little kingdom. But confession and godly, true repentance, it enlarges your soul, makes you live for others, live for God's kingdom, live for his cause in the world, live large for the Lord Jesus Christ, not your own petty interests, not your own little agendas. We'll see in verse 18 next time why David prays for prosperity in the final verse, in the finale of this great study.